Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and I am excited to give you one more author interview this week. I have been able to schedule quite a few author interviews, and I've really been enjoying them, as I've mentioned before, and I hope you have been as well. Today's interview is even more exciting because it is a return guest. It is someone that I had on the podcast fairly early on in this process, and he has a new novella out. So he contacted me about that, and we found some time to get together to talk about the new novella. The author that I'm interviewing today is Jason Pellegrini. I interviewed him a while back about his novel Booth. Before that, he had a book called The Replacement, and now he has written a new novella called The Cool Kids, and let me give you a brief description of that. This is from his website, jasonpellegrinibooks.com. And it says, growing up, Kevin Ford was never considered one of the cool kids. He was the unathletic son of a father who had been the star of his college football team and the scrawny younger sibling of two brothers who loved to torment him. To his peers, he was far from considered being popular. Kevin had two best friends, though. One afternoon in the summer of 1994, they showed up unannounced at his front door with a secret mission. What Kevin figured was going to be an average summer day with his friends turned into an adventure like no other. The three of them entered the woods and sought out a forgotten ancient myth. Now, nearly a quarter century later, Kevin finds himself reminiscing about that August day. As he's about to enter a new stage of his life, he looks to his past to help give him the strength to face what lies ahead. So that's the description of Jason Pellegrini's new novella, The Cool Kids. And this story is a lot of fun. It is a novella, so it is about 77 pages, if I'm remembering correctly. It is the adventure of three young boys, as it says, who go into the woods to seek out an ancient myth. It is their adventure of what happens that day. So in some ways, it starts out almost like a fantasy or a young adult book. But then as that second paragraph of the description described, it moves to 25 years later, excuse me, when the young men now are older and talks about, you know, growing up and what happens to friendships, and especially those friendships with friends that you had that deep connection with, that you had those meaningful experiences with, and what happens and what changes as you grow and life moves on and people take different paths, etc. So it starts out as sort of a fantasy young adult book and then kind of moves into this coming of age story and what it means to have friendships and what it means to have those friendships change and evolve. So it's kind of almost two stories in one, but really they're tied into this first part with this central story that is a bit of a fantasy. It could be a fantasy genre where they go on this adventure together to seek out this ancient myth. And actually, that story in itself would make a great fantasy story, and we talk a little bit about that, about whether he ever thought about writing it as a fantasy novel, etc. It is a lot of fun. It is very poignant. It will make you reminiscent of certain parts of the 90s. You know, they talk about having a Walkman that they share back and forth listening to their mixed tape, which if you're old enough to know mixed tapes, then you know what deep and abiding joy they gave us at the time. time. And yeah, I'm aging myself, but it is a really fun story. And it is a vast departure from his first two novels. His first novel was a thriller, and then Booth was mystery, romance, time travel. That one really defied genre if you listened to that interview. If you didn't listen to that interview, I invite you to go back to that episode and check it out. You'll learn more about Jason's work and about that novel, Booth. And as I said, now this one is another departure from the earlier genres of his first two books. So, as usual, that is enough out of me. I would like to turn now to my interview with author Jason Pellegrini and his new novella, The Cool Kids. Hi, Jason. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me back.
It's great to see you again. We'll talk to you again. And we are here to talk about a new novella that you've just released. But before we get to that, I want to say congratulations. I hear that congratulations are in order because you have, well, your book, Booth, has recently won an award. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it recently won a Summer Indie Book Award in the genre of time travel. It was my first award, and it was voted by people, and it was just a really cool thing to have, see it win. Especially, I'm not gonna, you know, spout out numbers, but it won by a nice margin.
Nice. How'd you find out that you were? How'd you find out that you were either nominated or that you had won?
It was nominated. A fan had nominated it. I had no idea, and then they contacted me. So I guess they just take fan suggestions. And it went up for 10 days to vote, and, you know, people voted for it. And then after it won, they contacted me and told them, you know, it had won. And that was cool. I had faith that, you know, people would vote because, you know, people are nice. But to find out how much it had won by, which was very, very moving. See that many people. Like, I thought people would care. I didn't think that many people would care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give numbers because I don't want to sound like I'm bragging.
It's okay. Brag away. It's a great honor.
It is. It is. And it shows that your hard work pays off.
Right. And you seem to have a very loyal following. Whenever I see you on social media, you always seem to have a good following of fans. So that's nice.
Yes. You know, believe it or not, people are very nice in the world.
That's good to hear.
It's fun interacting with people all over the place, like, you know, who I wouldn't ever have known if it hadn't been for Twitter or Instagram. And people are always very helpful to get the word out there, no matter what book it is.
Yeah. So you did something a little different to announce this one. You kind of did some teasers on social media. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I always try to be creative since I'm my own promoter, my own publicist, since I'm self-published. I just didn't want to do the whole thing, you know, like, oh, book coming out in 3 weeks or whatever. I mean, I had the whole what's in the box thing, and where I teased something was in the box, and I didn't think people were going to think I was dropping a rap album or something.
When is your rap album coming out?
Problems with the producers, you know, creative process, very
All
long
right.
time.
All right.
Plus, like, rap, that's probably going to hinder things. But I knew people knew, maybe thought it was going to be a novel, but it was a novella. But I just wanted to try something different. And people seemed to enjoy it. People kept asking what was in the box. Just tell us what's in the box.
Good. So tell us what was in the box.
In the box was not Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Wow, gross. Okay.
Or the Justin Timberlake thing.
Right, okay.
It was my new novella, The Cool Kids, which I had been working on right after Booth. It was just a small project. It was a small story I came up with. I really loved the idea, and it was something I wanted to put out there between novels. I equate it to being a band releasing an EP between their albums. So it's a little something to keep the palate wet.
Yeah. So tell us about tell us a little bit, you know, whatever you want to share about the story.
Well, the story is about three friends who lifelong friends who as kids venture into the woods to seek out an ancient myth. It's a little adventure story, and then it mixes in a little bit of like real life. I got the idea from a picture of my godkids, who are at the time was I think 2 and 1, maybe 3 and 2, at the time. It was just a picture of them sitting on a bench, had sunglasses on. They weren't looking at the camera. My friend did the picture in black and white. It looked like an album cover or something. And I loved the picture. I posted it on social media, and I just labeled it, you know, captioned it, The Cool Kids. And for some reason, that stuck with me. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting name for a book. Now, what would that be about? And they, when they say inspiration can come from anything, literally, it came from a caption. Like, the picture had nothing to do with it, just the fact I had captioned the picture this. And my brain got to work, and I came up with the story. And once you come up with the idea, you know, it builds and builds until you have something to write. At least that's how it works for me.
I'll be speaking more with Jason about his novella, The Cool Kids, but we do have to take our first break of the podcast, so stay tuned and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am speaking today with author Jason Pellegrini about his new novella, The Cool Kids. And we're going to find out more about that novel and more about how it is different than his first two books. Back to the interview. And this novel, or novella, excuse me, is very different from your last novel, Booth, which was very different from your first novel, The Replacement. So why this one is so different from Booth.
Well, for starters, I've said this before. I never wanted to be an author who is confined to one genre. I challenge myself, and honestly, if I come up with an idea, I'm going to roll with that idea if I like it. So. Also, at the end of Booth, I think I was burned out. I think I'd pushed myself to the limits of dark themes, because Booth had a lot of them with racism and domestic abuse and alcohol, to the point where I enjoyed writing the book, but it does take a toll writing about such dark things. And I'm a very, you know, positive person, or at least I try to be. So I wanted to do something a little lighter, you know, and touch on, you know, the fun side of life, you know, lifelong friends and, you know, what it is to be a kid from at least what I remember. And all the stuff that comes, that's there before life, you know, piles up on top of you.
And when we spoke last time, I asked you if there was anything that you considered to be autobiographical in Booth, and you were pretty much like, no. What about this one?
This one, very different, because I feel like I put a lot of me into it. It takes place in Levittown in the 1990s, where I grew up in Levittown in the mid-1990s, and I have a lot of fond memories of my childhood. And in fact, my main character's two best friends, Greg and Dave, although not based off the real people, were named after my first two friends I had when I moved to Levittown, which was Greg and Dave. And just like, they go to a park at some point in the story to have a little secret meeting about what they're about to do. It was a real park that, you know, had been torn down, you know, in our childhood. But while I was writing it, I would, you know, message my friends, like, yo, I remember, we called it the Wooden Park. But you remember the Wooden Park? I absolutely remember it. That, you know, great memories. And when you're writing something like that, how could you not pull from your past? So, and there's a lot of, like, little things that I pulled from real life and put into the story, maybe tweaked it a little bit to fit the story more, but it's based in, a lot of it's based in, you know, reality. As far as the stuff as being a kid, and even the stuff that later on, when the book does touch on what it is to be an adult, even that stuff's very real. Maybe not specifically situation-wise, but as far as, like, you know, the feeling of, you know, having to give up parts of your life in order to grow up, which is the main theme of the story, is, you know, dealing with life and growing up.
Mm-hmm. And the place that they go, because the three characters in the book have a bit of an adventure, and I don't want to give away too much, but they do go on an adventure. The place that they go, it's a preserve. Is that a real place?
Yes, it's called Taka Porsche Preserve, and I chose it because it's like the town away, and I knew of it. But besides that, I spent like an entire summer in there. Me and my like three or four friends, like every day we go hiking in it, just hanging out. And there's a tree house at one point they go to, and that was based off something that was really there. I pulled all that from, experiences from my real life.
Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about the adventure that they go on?
Sure. What they do is they learn of an ancient myth of a beast who had been entrapped in the woods. And if he ever got out, he would destroy humanity. So they take it upon themselves to be the ones to go in there and to ensure this beast does not escape. Doing so, they have to overcome some obstacles, and they also got to try not to get in each other's way, because as kids do, they get very frustrated with each other. That's, you know, the gist of it.
Okay, and the beast's name?
Too much.
The beast's name, because I'm not going to try to pronounce it.
Gorgolagorth.
Okay, so I would have pronounced it mostly correctly. Where did you come up with that?
Seriously, just... I don't know how it originated. I work alone at my job, because I still have a 9-to-5. But I just think weird things. And mostly where I come up with my story ideas, but I just put this name together one day. And I don't know what I was doing or what I was thinking to come up with it, but I was never going to use it. It was just some name I had. And then I came up with the story, and it popped in my head again. I was like, oh, okay, Gorgolagorth. Even I had problems saying it.
Well, it works. It works better as a mythical creature than as the name of your next rap album. So
yes.
You chose, I mean, well.
Got some use out of it. So
there you go. Part of your books tend to defy genre a little bit, and this story is no different, because part of it is a little bit of fantasy. Part of it is sort of a coming of age story. Did you ever consider writing this as a full-length novel, maybe veering more into that fantasy realm?
Not really. When I came up with the concept of the idea and I had fleshed out most of it, I kind of knew that it wasn't going to be a 400-page novel like Booth or The Replacement. I knew that it wasn't going to be much. I'm sure if I had spent a little more time with it, I could have, you know, helped it grow, but... I don't think I wanted to, and like I said, I wanted a break from that, you know, not only writing dark themes, I wanted a break from, you know, writing a full-blown novel. So this was like a, I guess you could say, I don't want to say a vacation because I was writing a book, but it was a different experience. I was always in the mindset of doing a novella.
Okay. And I know you're a big Stephen King fan. Did you have... It doesn't have a lot in common with The Body, but I kept sort of thinking about that, just in terms of, you know, young friends off on an adventure.
Yes. Well, I actually just posted on my personal Facebook something about this today. And it's going to sound like bragging. I guess I'm doing this a lot in this podcast. But it was really such a big accomplishment for me. I had to share it, and I'll share it here. Everyone keeps saying to me, like, oh, is this your Stand By Me? And I don't know why people keep comparing me to Stephen King, because maybe I'm so much of a fan of him on social media, that's the only person people can compare me to. But when I did first publish in 2015, I said the one thing I want to do is be compared, not compared to Stephen King, but I want to be in that conversation. That's how I know I would have made it. Something worthwhile, at least. That was my bar, and it's a very high bar. But with The Replacement, I had gotten in reviews some comparisons in style, but, you know, hindsight being 2020, looking back on it, I realized that was my first novel, and obviously I was going to imitate my influences, so I wasn't looking for a style comparison. When I found my own voice with Booth, I had reviews that were saying, this story is quality-wise on par with Stephen King. And that was what I wanted. So second book, I'd accomplished my goal. But this one, somebody had just written a review yesterday that said, when they picked it up, they read the premise that they thought it was going to be Stand By Me. And after reading it, they found out they were very wrong, that it wasn't like Stand By Me, because they thought it was much better.
Oh, wow.
Now, well, I'm sorry for any of the people who are scolding me for calling it Stand By Me. I know it's called The Body. And I'm not going to say it's better than Stand By Me, because I would never dare say I write anything remotely better than Stephen King. And my head is not that big. but I'm not going to. Who am I to argue with somebody, especially for painting me in such a positive light? That surpassed my goals and my expectations. Like, I would never have thought in a thousand years somebody would ever say that. So I didn't plan on telling that, but you did bring up Stand By Me.
And I didn't see your personal Facebook page today either, so, yeah, you know, there was no prompting.
I got my own personal plug in there. There we go.
No, that's awesome. That's great. That really is a great accolade for someone to give to Jason about his new novella, The Cool Kids. We are going to speak more about this new novella, but we do have to take our second break of the podcast, so stay tuned and I will be right back. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are now going to wrap up my interview with author Jason Pellegrini about his new novella, The Cool Kids. Back to the interview.
And as far as having Stand By Me in mind, I'm not going to lie. After I had come up with the concept on my own, but Stand By Me, once I had everything, all the pieces in place, Stand By Me or The Body, did come in my head. But I'll tell you another thing. I came up with this story, I don't know the timeline, it was last summer. I had the story, I was so psyched on it. 2 weeks later, if that, Stranger Things came out.
Okay.
So I was like, God damn it. my friends, whenever time I bring up the book, it's like, oh, so you talk about Stranger Things, right? I'm like, no, it's not Stranger Things.
Now that, I mean, I have seen Stranger Things. That didn't pop into my head when I was reading this, so.
The kids,
the you know, yours is the 90s, theirs is the 80s.
Yeah, but I did get, you know, I got a few Stand By Me's, but I don't know if you want to call this my Stand By Me, then whatever. I mean, again, as long as I'm in the same conversation with Stephen King, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, there are definitely worse things to be compared to.
Definitely.
Okay, this is totally random, but so have you seen It and The Dark Tower?
I did. So both. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm a one movie a year person.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen either of them, so I have no opinions.
For foreseeable future, it was going to be Star Wars. That was going to be my one movie a year. But mm-hmm. I'm like, I have to see The Dark Tower and I have to see It. And I enjoyed them both. Okay. I mean, if you're going into The Dark Tower expecting anything like The Dark Tower, then you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, that book would be so hard to adapt, I think. But
it was like a bare bones, even if you can strip something lesser than the bones, that was what it was.
Yeah.
But I thought they did a fantastic job.
Cool. Okay, well, this isn't the, you know, Sarah and Jason talk about Stephen King podcast. So I will move on and ask you, are you working on anything new? I know this one just came out, so it's kind of a premature question, but.
Oh, yeah, I'm always trying to work on something, but I am working on what my next project is going to be, my next release, and I can't really go into it because it's kind of at a stage where things are still coming along.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say something, there's a good chance it won't even be that by the time it gets out. But I will say, I'll say this. This is how I said it was writing The Cool Kids was like a break from writing something big. Well, now that I'm back, I'm full-blown back writing something huge because I'm less than 200 pages in manuscript-wise, and I'm, if I had to guess, 15% or 20% way through the story. So this is either going to be a big one, or I'm going to have to really cut that thing up during edits. And again, I blame King for that.
Just to go full circle. Going back to The Cool Kids, it is referred to as The Cool Kids, which is slightly tongue-in-cheek in terms of the kids themselves, because it's something that the main character's older brothers sort of tease him with.
Yeah.
Were you one of the cool kids?
No. I wasn't. I was picked on a lot. I remember being called Jason Pellowini.
Oh!
Whatever, I'm over it.
Add some therapy, you're good.
I'm over it. Yeah. You know, kids are going to be kids.
Yeah.
No, I was not one of the cool kids at all. So maybe, you know, again, a little autobiographical there. You write what you know. What you know.
That's right. Did you play football?
No. That was, I've always enjoyed football. But that was me. That was purely fictional. Just taking, I'm a Patriots fan, by the way. So writing about the New York Giants beating them in the Super Bowl was, I typed with gritted teeth.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I mean, that was just me taking something that I enjoyed and entwining it in my characters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just being nosy right now. That's all I'm doing. What else? What else do you want to talk about? Anything that we haven't covered, especially with the cool kids, that you wanted to bring up?
I will say, and this is just for anyone interested in buying it, it's available on Kindle, but as far as if you people want a physical copy, it is available exclusively through my website, which is jasonpellegrinibooks.com. And I just wanted to have something exclusive to the website, and maybe one day it will be part of a collection that I release, because I have other shorter stories in mind that maybe one day I'll get to.
Okay. So ebook on Kindle, physical book you can order through your website.
Yes, and you get it signed.
Oh, even better. Actually, that brings up, I wanted to ask you about the cover art. Well, it's beautiful, but just did you have much say in that? Who did the art?
Oh, yeah. I had a friend do the art.
Okay.
And as far as me having a say in it, yeah. As you know, before we went hit record on this, I was telling you how a friend told me I need to, you know, loosen the reins as far as being so anal about everything, which is my decision to go into this podcast without like a questionnaire in front of me. It's a flaw, I admit, but as far as book cover goes, I'm not loosening the reins. Like I'm like, nope, that line needs to be a little to the left, and you don't have the tree down perfectly, and I'm completely aware of my flaws, and you talk to either my graphic designer, who does he did cover booth, and he does all my like, promo posters, and he put together the cover once the drawing was done for The Cool Kids. Or the woman who drew it, I apologize excessively. I'm fully aware of this flaw, if you want to call it a flaw, but I'm annoying. So I did have a lot of say in it, because I'm not going to take something I'm not completely satisfied with.
Right. And you're still friends?
Yes.
You didn't drive
Well, okay,
they have to say I'm a good racist.
You didn't drive them away with your move that line a smidgen to the left.
Well, the woman who drew it lives in another state. She doesn't have to deal with me that often.
Okay. So you mentioned your website, and I know I asked this last time, but it's always good to know. Tell people where they can find you on social media.
On social media, I am on Twitter at jpellegrini1983. I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Jason Pellegrini Books. And I know there are other social media things, but I'm behind. I'm trying to catch up.
You're on Goodreads too, aren't you?
I'm on Goodreads too. I just type me in because my username might be Jason Pellegrini or J Pellegrini. But if you just type me in, I'll come up right away into the search bar.
Okay. And as always, you know, if you go out there and read one of Jason's, either his first two books or his novella, go online, go to Goodreads, go to Amazon, give it a, you know, and give it a rating. Give it a review.
If you are interested, you can go to my website, and for Booth and the Replacement, you can preview the first four chapters. And for the Cool Kids, you can preview the first whole section.
Awesome. So. Okay. Anything else?
No, unless, you know, unless you had any other questions.
I think we covered everything we had talked about covering. So I really appreciate you. We had some, we kept having to reschedule. So I really appreciate you being flexible and for taking the time to come back and talk to me again.
Thanks for having me back. I'm sure I'll contact you whenever I get this 8,000 page book
done. Oh, wow. 8,000 pages. You're going to need to give me a little lead time to get that read.
Okay. I'll send chapter by chapter.
Okay. That's perfect. All right. Thank you so much. Once again, I want to thank my guest, Jason Pellegrini, for joining me for the second podcast interview. He's my first guest to come back for a repeat performance. So I'm so glad he was able to join me and talk to me about his new novella, The Cool Kids. I did look and see what episode that was where he joined me for the first time, and that was episode 15 on May 10th, 2017. So if you hadn't listened to that episode, go ahead and check it out, and you can hear more about his novel, Booth. As always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those episodes on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, any app that you use for your mobile device, and you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and leave comments. Let me know what you think about the interview. Let me know if there are authors that you would love to hear from in future interviews. Speaking of future interviews, I hope that you will join me next week when I will be interviewing author Jean M. Dixon about her novel Grounded Hearts. It is a World War II novel set in Ireland, and I'm looking forward to speaking with her. So join me next week when I interview author Jean Dixon. And again, thank you to my guest, Jason Pellegrini. Thank you to you, my listeners, for joining me this week. Please join me again next week, but in the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thank you.